This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Governor Roy Cooper announced today that North Carolina will move into phase 2.5 of its reopening plan.
Because of our stable numbers, today we're ready to take a careful step forward. North Carolina will move into Safer at Home Phase 2.5 beginning this Friday, September the 4th at 5 p.m.
That means that gyms can reopen at reduced capacity, among other things. Joining me to talk about the move into this next phase is WFAE's health reporter, Claire Donnelly. So, Claire, what all is included in this new 2.5 phase?
Well, yeah, Gwen, like you said, gyms can reopen at 30% capacity. Outdoor playgrounds can reopen, along with yoga studios and bowling alleys. And aquariums and museums can also reopen. Those will be at 50% capacity. Basically, anything inside will need to be at a reduced capacity so that people can stay socially distant or stay 6 feet away from other people. Another thing that's new in phase 2.5 is that mask gathering limits are increased to 25 people inside, and those were capped at 10 before, and outside mass gatherings are now capped at 50 people.
Okay. The Phase 2 executive order wasn't set to expire until next week on September 11th. Did the governor say why the state is moving forward earlier?
Yeah, so both the governor and State Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy Cohen say this is a cautious step forward because the state's coronavirus metrics are improving. Here's Secretary Cohen.
Thanks to the hard work of North Carolinians, especially with wearing face coverings, we saw those trends stabilize and begin to move downward. While the back-to-school season provided new opportunities for the virus to spread, and we did see outbreaks at our universities, our overall metrics show signs of stability.
So, Claire, what metrics is she talking about here?
So one of the numbers she's referring to is the number of people hospitalized because of COVID-19. So Cohen says that number has been declining since it peaked in late July. It's still higher than she says she wants it to be, but she says there is still plenty of hospital beds for people who are hospitalized with COVID-19. And Cohen is also talking about the number of new daily coronavirus cases. So that number has been pretty stable since early July, but Cohen says it's still too high. She says she'd also like to see the percentage of tests that come back positive to be around 5%. And today the state says that number is 6.7%. And I should also note that there has been a lot of pressure from businesses like gyms and bowling alleys to reopen. So that could be playing into this move into phase 2.5 also.
So with this new phase 2.5, what businesses have to stay closed?
Right. So bars still can't reopen. Movie theaters and nightclubs are also still closed. And remember, the governor extended his ban on late night alcohol sales at restaurants yesterday. So restaurants still can't serve alcohol after 11 p.m. Governor Cooper was asked what he would say to bar owners who have had to stay closed since mid-March. And here's what he said.
We know that some businesses are still closed and that people are hurting. And the more we can do to slow the spread of this virus, the faster we can turn this dimmer switch on and let everything open.
But Cooper says people have to keep doing things like wearing a mask and social distancing. Also, in phase 2.5, large venues will still have to stay closed since, like I said before, the indoor limit on mass gatherings is 25.
Claire, how long will this phase 2.5 last?
Well, according to Cooper's executive order, it lasts until October 2nd, and that's unless it's repealed or replaced by a different executive order.
Thanks, Claire.
Thank you.
That's WFAE's health reporter, Claire Donnelly.